Sugos, Carpe Tishrei Etov Shem Nun Beis, October 23, 1981, on Friday, continue.
And everything. So it's mutter for Ipsuo and for the man who marries her to marry the Ipsuo on Wednesday, even though he knows that a few hours later, the headman will rape her. I mean, is it considerable? Is deiche hatzore or benara moroso? Is deiche kolatere kore? So it's not deiche this sakores chachonim of shul israel bui, which is nitche is in face of ordinary hardships. Has it more than, I mean, slight hardships? What kind of a hardship is it? The shudder will be said, so it will be wasted. So what? I mean, how can we understand? But many, many, many years I didn't understand. I mean, I didn't understand the pshat in this. But then I went over every piece of hidden messages and shurim. So then I saw, it's very, very tried. I don't find it yourself. The Shimkubetsi says that when Gemara says to boil headman chilo, it doesn't mean that the headman every time that a woman, he forced a woman into snooze, so he killed her. In other words, the Xeras HaMalchus, the Malchus was gazing there. They took off, I mean, the Bivalaisis. In other words, the Malchus Yoman in those days, so gave a license to every soldier. If he wants to rape a Jewish woman, with his name, he can do so, with impunity, naturally. If Hasan Sholem, the Malchus, will give a license. So you'll have tragedies every day, 1,000 tragedies a day. So this is what the Malchus was gazing. The Malchus just gave a license to the headman, to this every sergeant, that he can do with the Psula that his niece is the MOV, whatever he wants. So in other words, but most of the time, so he didn't kill her. Either he forced her, he raped her, without asking her whether she wanted to be killed or not. So he raped her. And most of the time he didn't even force her. He just tried to do it the same. But if she refused, so he didn't rape her. Then, most of the time. And then, even if he did, so he did it without asking her, without giving her the choice to choose. But sometimes, Henry, since he had the right to do it with impunity, so maybe he became angry at her, and if she refused to submit to him, so out of anger he killed her. But that was unusual. So in other words, it involved the choshia v'cheike of being raped. Because usually, so the Malchus did not issue a decree that she must be without her. The Malchus gave a license. The headman, in other words, the headman can do with her whatever he wants. But usually he didn't force her. He tried, you know, to do it but say it, to be with father. And if she refused, he didn't do it. But it happened, as it happens in New York, unfortunately, many times. So in other words, it was Yechshosha Rechaiti. It is Yechshosha Rechaiti. So, according to the law and most Rechaiti, so it's muter, and so it's muter today, Verandeta Kone, even in face of Yechshosha Rechaiti, of being great. But according to Tetzlis, no. Because of Chosha Rechaiti, after all, in Kola Terekure, Chosha Rechaiti is not considered a sophie. Chosha Rechaiti is not considered a sophie. Only in regard to Gwach Nefesh. Only in regard to Gwach Nefesh, Chosha Rechaiti is considered a sophie. And even Chosha Rechaiti of Gwach Nefesh is Deche, Kola Terekure. So, in other words, so mainly it was Mutter, even not to fight back. It was muta not to fight back, because in Hilchit Bukach Nefesh Acharot, so even Yechshosh HaRechike of Bukach Nefesh is Deich HaKoach Nefesh. Is Deich HaKoach Nefesh. But, since usually they were not raped, and the headman did it, only if he was able, you know, to pressure into Peter, not in grace, but sometimes in heaven, a wild heaven. So the shite of the Rois and Rashi, they just as in regard to Pikuach Nefesh. So there is a loch that in Hilchim Pikuach Nefesh Acharo, and we are in Shishim for the Shosher Hilchim of Pikuach Nefesh. Ramadan says, a illness is allowed to eat an Kippah. We're allowed to be Michal Shabbos for the Kippah. Lo Shomanu Ashiru She'achas Mielet Hildes, Tons Machas Lelet. But it happens even today, you know, the progress in medicine, it happens. It happens. So, but it never was a real Sophie. But by the Kachneke, she did Shoshan Chayt of Kachneke, she had the Chayt. That's because the Kachneke of Chayt of the Shomer Ben. Some Lele, the Chayt of Rashi and the Rol, and most Rishayim, that in view of the fact that there is a Halochel of the Samud of Bam Rachel in regard to Hatzole of Bam Ines of Naram Rosso, and it's there to call it a Kulik. That's very Mishiyahu, Hoy Yish Mishiyahu. So the Rebbe mentions the name of Chatzre Goyen, that if my Shabbos and I'm Kippur, we are required to kill the Rebbe. To kill the Rebbe while we call Shabbos, in order to be Matzah, from Ines of Naharau, the Ines of Arayas. So Hatzore of the Ines of Arayas is there to call it a Kulik. Just like Pikach Nefesh. So just as in regard to Pikach Nefesh, so we say even if Shoshan Chayki is the Hekwater Kule, so even if Shoshan Chayki of the Enes of Arayas is the Hekwater Kule. And this is the Hekwater Kule. In regard to the Kach Nefesh, we have the Hekwater Kule of Shoshan Chayki. But in regard to the Enes of Arayas, now, but if it's a case where we know that as a result of being getting married on Wednesday, she will be late, of course they just will agree. That she is not allowed to get married on Wednesday. Not allowed to get married on Wednesday. And even there will be a regular Sophie. But here it's not the case of a regular Sophie. It's only a question of the Chosha Mecheike. So even in regard to the Chosha Mecheike, there is a matter of shame. According to Rashi in the law, so we are allowed to be in there at the Kodesh Chachomim in order to be Matzah, the Nishe, from Echshosh HaRecheike of being great. And according to this, I'm sorry that I prolonged it.
Chav Zayin Tishrei, Etov Shin Mem Beis, October 25th, 1981, on Sunday.
One shot by most Hashem. It's not Pesach shot, but the shot of Rashi and the Hall and the Ritual. Most Hashem is that when Gemara asks the Lidrishu Neim Shore, so let seems, you say, the vice calls it Sakon because of the Tznuos who are Mizunefesh themselves, and Al-Pidim, they are not Mechuyim to Mizunefesh themselves. So Mimele, let the Chachomim Dash tell them, inform them, that Mimele, it will not be in Sakone. So why does the Vaisi use the Loshin of Machma Sakone, Umisakone Veilech, Noah Adorom, Michlis Vishnishi? If the Chachomim could, by giving the right information to the Bnei Yisrael, that Enes is Muter, so then they would not be misled themselves, so they should do it. Mimele, the Vaisi should not use the Loshin Umisakone Veilech, but Nein is it. But they says, rejects the pshat. And they says that the pshat is in the Shore. In other words, Leg hachomim declares sins out of him, it's yavol al yohen, because it's kaka eloi, so dinshe is not nuchyeves to let herself be killed. So sins out of him, it's yavol al yohen, so mele, what kind of a heter did this Israel have to get married on Wednesday? Why? Because the anos will be manzer, but it will be muda. So that pshat in Gemara is inconceivable. What does it mean? That one is not allowed to be either at the Kodesh Chachamim in order to save herself from snooze? Chas v'sholem, how could we conceive of such a kind of thing? When the halacha is apart from Teisa Shite in Gittin or Basra in Shabbos, that it's mutar for one Jew to be either an Issachar in order to be matzil, to be matzil another Jew from an Issachomor, as long as the other Jew is not a Gesheya, apart from that Shite. Well, I bet Shite, so there's a machlekes. But according to Teisa Shite, that it's mutar for Ruvein to be either an Issachomor in order to be matzil Shimon, it's mutar for Ruvein to be either an Issachar in order to be matzil Shimon from an Issachomo, as long as Shimon is not a Besheya, like Haskama Vechamo, that it's muter for Ruvein to be even an Issachar now in order to save himself from an Issachomo tomorrow. So even Issa Reis. But even if we say that the Tesis and Suves does not agree with Tesis Shite in Shabbos, in Gittung, or Basra, and the Tesis Shite is that it's Oseh, for one person to be able to Issachar in order to be Matzil, another Jew from Issachomor. And even if we are going to assume that this Shita means it's Oseh for a Jew to do an Issachar now in order to be Matzil himself later on from Issachomor, because on that too there is a Machlekes HaKelim. But as far as being Matzil from Issachomor, the halacha is that the Rabbi says in the name of Rav Shchira Goyen that if somebody is ready for Hanara Moroso and in Akipurim Shechalis Bishabes, so if there is no way of saving the Nara Moroso, being matzil the Nara Moroso from the Enes, so then it's a mitzvah to kill the Rebbe if he's man in Akipurim Shechalis Bishabes because of the Zerzakos of the Enes Shialo. Hold the Ishmi Shialo. And that means even on Shabbos. So in other words, so the Hatzoret from the Inis of Nara Moroso is Deich HaKolatere Kule, just like Bikoach Nevesh. So how can they say such a thing that the Chachomim should tell all the Nishis Yisrael, you cannot get married on Tuesday, you get married on Wednesday. Then the Amos, the Hebron will come and rape you. All right, you don't have to be misanethic yourself. But it's a question of saving another Nara Moroso. So the Nara Moroso will be allowed to put herself into a situation where she will be nervous by taking. I mean, it's inconceivable. But the Shidim Kobetze says, that when the Gemara says that the Malchus was Geza, that was Malchus Yoma, that the boy on the Hegman Kriya, it doesn't mean that the Malchus was Geza and the Malchus was Makpid, that every headman should be the Amis, every Psula that isn't of him. The Malchus just didn't care, but the Malchus gave a license, a general license to every headman that they can do with the Psula that is isn't of him, whatever they want. And if a certain headman wants to rape her, so the Malchus gave him life. But most of the time, the headman did not force the Psula isn't of him. He tried to be the father. But sometimes it happened that the headman did rape Ipsula Anisibahim because of the license that the Malchus Yovan gave. But usually, either the headman tried to be the father and to pressure her so that she should consent into snooze, and if she didn't consent, so he just raped her without asking her. But sometimes it happened that he became angry, the headman became angry at the Psula Nisudavi, who did not give a cut, who did not submit willingly to him, so he killed her. So it was a Chosha Rechei. So the Shita of all the Rishayim is now that in view of the fact that Pikuach Nefesh is Zeche Kolat Le'ekule, so even Yichshosh Erechaikya with Pikuach Nefesh is Zeche Shabbos, so the Mele, since we have in Zeres HaKosek, or the Eleshiyahu, Hoyesh Mishiyahu, Matzil Nezo, Afil Binat Shoheinu, so that means, Chavsri Egoin says, that if on Shabbos we can kill the Reid, but if we kill the Reid on Shabbos, so there is a Meloche, the answer is that in Zeres HaKosek, that the Hatzoleh, from Ines of Nara Moroso of Arayes is Deiche Shabbos, is Deiche Kolat Le'ekule, just as Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche Shabbos, so the Hatzoleh from the Ines of Nara Moroso of Arayes, not after Nara Moroso, Reidif HaZocher, so the Hatzoleh of Arayes, of the Ines of Arayes, is Deiche Shabbos. Is the Shabbos Kolat Le'ekule, not after Shabbos, Shabbos will keep everything, only so, and just as we got it to Pikuach Nefesh, so there is a loche that not only Vadai Pikuach Nefesh is the Shabbos, even Sofik Pikuach Nefesh, and even Yechshosh Erechaikya on Pikuach Nefesh. Yechshosh Erechaikya on Nefesh, Rabbi Tan says, after Achas Me'elef, Me'alil is we shomanu shemei somach nasreide. And still, a Yehudas is the Deen of the Chilash Yehudas HaKone, so we got it this aloche. So the Mele, in regard to Nisar Rabbonon, so the Chosh Erechike, or the Neides, of Arayes, is Deiche in Nisar Rabbonon. But Keiser Shike is not. Since it's only Chosh Erechike, and the Rechklau, the Hegman, did it kill? Either he tried to pressure her so that she should consent to this news, or if he didn't get her consent, so he just raped her without asking her. But he didn't kill her. But sometimes the headman became angry. And the Psalm, who fought back. So he killed her. So it's only Yechshosh Erechaikya. So the male case she is, since it's only Yechshosh Erechaikya and Kolat Le'ekule. So Yechshosh Erechaikya is not considered a Misofik. So the male, she was not allowed to be either on the Tachodes Chachonim of Sur Nisimion. Stephen, and now the cases. The Riddles were the English of. We left.
Perhaps, I saw that it's mentioned most of the Lazara, the famous ship, the Rush, that one is allowed to be master on themselves, and the Rush here in the soup is mentioned the same sheet as those possible.
The Rush, that's right. What is the Rush?
They use the Rush, not like Rama.
That it's Muta, please.
But here, I saw also the one with the Riddles mentioned both points. He alerts like Rashi, he also sees any kind of Kiddush Hashem, that means there will be no Mokom to be Machmer. Certainly, in situations where the question was, they will be right for the Kaka'olam, so then there's a Mokom to be Machmer. So, according to the focus of Shabbat and Lord, here is true one to be Machmer, if there were a Mokom to be Machmer. Here is no Kiddush Hashem altogether. So, there's no Mason.
Why isn't there a Kiddush Hashem in the Mokom?
Because it's not Hanotatsu. So, the focus was Rashi says,
no, but there are many Shemin. No, the men of Shemin would say that when an Anos forces a Jew to be Michal Shabbos, even though it's Lanos Atzme, but if the Jew is on such a high matrege, he's willing to give up his life, so he's Mikhail Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. He's Mikhail Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Maybe the Ritvo has reference, one second. Maybe the Ritvo has reference to the case where the Chachomim themselves are in Shabbat HaKone. Then there is no Iyel of Kiddush Hashem. I am familiar with the Ritva says in the case where the Chachomim would say that the Nisho and the Rikre and the Chachomim will say it, Bezdin will say will be Eicha Betakone. So in such a case there is no Iyel of Kiddush Hashem. But when the Takone is not Nekah by Bezdin, then there is an Iyel of Kiddush Hashem. I also mentioned that the sins takes as the kasha against Rashi's pshat. How can we, because of the tchutzis, how can we allow the tzuris to get killed? But Rashi say holds that this is not kasha. Because why does this say it's inconceivable that because declaring the penis is muta, so will will be conducive to the potential process to be designed the Rotsim. So because of that, the Chachamim should refrain from declaring that Tesis is mutter. So Tesis says the Kashi against Kashi. How is it that the Chachamim will refrain from declaring that Tesis is mutter because of the mikshul that might overtake the potential process? Because of that will be mafkia the ktsnuis to Arige. That seems to be a very strong kasha. So I say that story that Machlekes Rambam Dabar Shei, in the case where the Aloch is Yad HaBalyo, let's say the Aros forces a Jew to be Machal Shabbos, and the Jew wants to be Miserefesh himself. So the Rambam says he's Mabit HaSmadas. Adar Shei say he's the kind of Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, like the Asor HaRud Malkus. So I say, apparently Rashi Shiti is like the Adar Shei. So Mele, Rashi says, so Rashi can explain the Gemara. The Gemara says, Iketutzes. So because of that, the Chachomim refrain themselves from declaring to the Bnei Yisrael that Eretz is Mutter, because if they'll make a declaration that Eretz is Mutter, then a number of Jewish women who are potential putzes will have to show and be nichshu. And they'll become demoralized completely. They'll say, the Chachomim themselves are so liberal. Why should we be machmir? There is pressure from the government to submit to Znus. So let's submit to Znus voluntarily. So they just said, the Kashi, what kind of eternity is it? Because the potential putzes will do an aveda, because of that, we should tolerate the fact that the tznuis will let themselves be killed when they're not mechuyev about it to let themselves kill. The answer is Tesis apparently she takes like the Rambam. So the male Tesis says the very strong kashe, Yechid Yishun, Putzeis Yamichu La'aret is a tznuis, but Rashi Shite is like the other Yishayim, that even when the Aloch is Yadav Al Yohorech, but if he is Misanefesh himself, he's the kind of big mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So why did the Gemara say Vidush Neshore? After all, there is a mitzvah of being Misanefesh himself. The answer is, if the Tznuis had been Misanefesh themselves for the right motive, because of Kiddush Hashem, fine. But the fact is that even the Tznuis, who were Misanefesh themselves, didn't do it for the right motive. They did it for the wrong motive, because they thought they were ignorant, and they thought that if the hangman will rape them, then the husband will have to divorce. The husbands will have to divorce them. But the halacha is not like that. That even if the hangman will rape them, they'll still be mutaris to the Bible in Israel. So, the Gemara is, we need to show it, let's straighten out the tznuis. After all, they are not misanefesh themselves for the right motive. They are misanefesh themselves because they are labeling under the impact of the notion that when Ishes Yisroel, Shezim, Sobeim, is in Asur the Bible. So let's straighten them out, let the Chachomim straighten them out and give them the right information. So then, they will not let themselves be killed for the wrong reason. For the wrong reason. And if a certain woman is on such a high madrege that she'll be willing to be Mikami Shashem in spite of the fact that Al Pagin, it's mutter for her to be Eber because of the Brach Neves, so Tavio El Brocho. But the Chachomim should apprise them of the deed so that they will be able to be Misanefesh themselves for the right reason if they so choose. But neither they should have to be Misanefesh themselves for the wrong reason. So the Gemara says, if declaring to the Beis Yisroel, the Aloche, that Eishes Yisroel Shezinso, Beines is Muteres Levaro, would not be conducive to any Mikshul for the potential Putzeis, then the Chachomim should advise them. And then let the Tznuis decide for themselves whether they should perform such a heroic act of Kiddush Hashem when they are not the Chuyomis. But since declaring the deed to the Bnei Yisrael would be conducive to a terrific mitzvah, and many Bnei Yisrael, because of the pressure by the Malkus, will become completely demoralized when they'll hear that the Chachmei Yisrael are so liberal. And so they'll say, even the Chachmei Yisrael are permissive. So we can afford to be even more permissive. And they'll submit to Znus voluntarily. So because of that, the Chachmei cannot make such a declaration. Because after all, even though the Znus will be Kaddish Hashem for the wrong reason, so it's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem Shalom Lishmo. A mitzvah of Kiddush, a mitzvah Shalom Lishmo is also a big mitzvah. Not as big a mitzvah as Lishmo. So, this is Rashi. And the reason is why Teitze says, is because Teitze apparently here agrees with the Shite or the Ram. Alright, now let's go to Teitze. The reader is with English of Vim Teitze. Now, and we also mentioned last time that there are two pshotim in the Moras Kashi with English in the Shore. So, according to Rashi, the English in the Shore means, let the Chachomim declare to the place Israel that, and the Shishi, Shezim, Sobeyes, Mutelas, Abayel. According to Tetzves, the English in the Shore means, let the Chachomim declare to the place Israel that when the headman, forces them to submit to Zeus, and we threatening them to kill them if they fight back. So then it's Yavar Al Yom. But Rashi doesn't explain that way. Why doesn't Rashi explain that way? Because Rashi Shite means that even when the Galoch is Yavar Al Yom, it's still a mitzvah of being Misalefesh. It's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So Rashi explains to Yushin and Shore, let the Chachamim declare to the place Israel that the Ishish Yisroel shall seem so famous in the text of Bible. But Tensa Shite means like the Rambam here. So that's why Tensa explains the Riddish was in the Shore. Since where the Aloha says Yadav Al-Yore in Kitzorzea to be Mesa Nefesh. So then the Chachomim should inform the Mesa Yisroel that the Aloha is Yadav Al-Yore, not the Oil of Yadav. So that's Tensa here. The Riddish was in the Shore. When the Chachomim declare to the Bnei Yisrael that when the headman forces them to submit to Zeus, not to fight back, and under the threat of killing them, there the Aloch is Yadav Al Yoreh. So this is the Kashe, but the din is not like that. Arayes is Yoreh or Yadav. V'intein la'ol aminon. V'yavulim chizben seyo meir al kolavim is Yadav Al Yoreh. Chutz ma'avet Chachomim v'gul Arayes is Shuchadomim. ותירס רמתם, וחיילים מזה על ביל עסקו, ורחמון האפקר לזר ומצרי, דרסי, וזיום עשו שזיום עושום, ומזרעי ופוריך, ותירגן שאומרי, ואוסת הפרייב, ופוריך, ואוסת גלערי עסק, משמע בשם הרי עסקו יאב לחי. So what does רמתם say? That when do we say? So רמתם שיטי is that even if Anakim and Anos will tell in Israel, will tell Ruben, if Anakim and Anos will tell Ashes Ruben to submit to Znus by Israel, and if not, he'll kill her, so then she has to be Misalevish or something. And not to submit to Znus, to a Yisroel Roshe, who wants to be Mizanim. But, in the case where the Akum himself wants to be Mizanim with the ancient Yisroel, then it's Yadav Al Yoreh. In other words, if there's a difference, if let's say, a Yisroel Roshe and Anos will be Mizanim, will tell an ancient Yisroel that if she fights back, he'll kill her, then she's machiavis to fight back and to put up a resistance. And even risk being killed in order to avoid being raped by Israel. But if an Akum wants to rape her, and he tells her, if you fight back, if you scream, so if you fight back, I'll kill you, then she doesn't have to scream. Why? Because Akum Avraham Bas Yisrael does not involve an Israel. Why? Because Bias Akum to Bias Dehenu. V'tiret Rabotam Dehayovim Mise Al Bias Akum. V'rachmone Afker Mizare. Here it's mentioned Mitzri, but that was put in because of the censorship. It doesn't mean Mitzri, it means Bias Bias Noch. V'rachmone Afker Mizare. In general, there is confusion in the text of the Gemores and of the Rishayim and of the Achrayim, because sometimes when it says, when the Gemore or the Rishayim say Akum, it means Akumba, not Goy Noche, it means in Tichonim, like Avidas Akum Mutaris. So it only means Avidas in Tichonim Mazores Mutaris, but Avidas Yatensho, a Goy is not even in Ramzayim Zuneach, it's Asur. The Rambam says so, the Miri says so. But sometimes, when the Gemara uses the expression Akum, so it's because of the censorship. And it really doesn't mean Akum, it means Goy. Now here, they said because of the censorship, so it was put in Bias Mitzvah. I mean, not that there is any difference between an Egyptian Goy and another Goy. It doesn't make any difference. And it doesn't even make a difference whether it's in a Jehovim or in a Pesha. According to Ramatan, so Bias Akum to Bias Dehim, or so even Bias Gepesha is to Bias Dehim. So because of the censorship, it was put in Bias Mitzvah. So, Bikinat Ramatan, the Chayovim Mirai Mise al Bias Nochi. The Rachmone after Rizare the Mitzri, Rizare the Nochi, the Chsi, Viziomas, Sushim Ziomosom. Now, this is very strange. Where is the Gemara? Ramatan was not a Tame, was not an Amere, and who could Darshi in Roshe. So, he probably has referenced a certain Gemara. There is a Gemara that Tzadik Zayin in Yvonne. That Tzadik Ches in Yvonne, Tzadik Ches of Adal. So the Gemara says, Shmamino, Afkure after a Rachmon lo Izare, Yichsiv, Psachamir in Sorom, Vizir Masus in Zomos. So what is the Gemara apply to? In the case of Akum Habor Bas Yisrael, if the girl marries a Jewish, so then they have children. So the children are considered the mother's children. They are not considered the biological father's children. Then he is not their father. Let's say, if someone is Wale El, Wale Shishi, so he's a mamzer. But a mamzer already could never hold over. Chayim Wale Kose, Wale Kose. It's not high because he is my Zamcho, but if the father is Jude and he is my Zamcho, and then the son is handling him, so he's high easy. So a mamzer is Mishiachis. But Akum Abo, Nochi Vihered Abo Abbas Israel, Nochi Vihered Abo Abbas Israel, so then he's not Mishiachis after the father together. He's only Mishiachis after the mother. How do you know that Akum Vihered Abo Abbas Israel? So the children are misyachis after the mother, but they're not misyachis after the father. That is the rasakosu of psachamir in psorom, vizir masusim zomos. There is no yiches between a biological father, a goy, and a child, a Jew. A goy itself has yiches. Akum yiresh esom yivratei. But if the biological father is a goy, and the mother is Jewish, so then the children are only Mishiachis after the mother and not after the father. That we learn how to deduce from the posit of Izir Masusim Zomasu. Of Izir Masusim Zomasu. Now, so, Rabbi Tam applies here, so the question is, what's the Shaykh? So there is a loche that there is no Yiches. But where does it say that it's a Koy? Or it's a koye of the Israel. That men hay on the bay. That when Hayom is based in Yevamis. So, Gemara says as follows. There is a machlekes in Gemara. One man Doma says that Akum Vehebe,
הבור בס ישראל שעבד זמן. זה קוראים את הרבה כיבים. But according to the Chachomim, so Akum Be'eved, Abo Abbas Roel, so the Vlad is Kosher. So then the Gemara says, V'amre Netodoye, Mishmei de Rav Yaakov, V'divri HaPesei, or the Mandoma, who says that Akum Be'eved, Abo Abbas Yisroel, Havad Mamzea, so even if Akum Be'eved will go out of New York Yisroel, the Vlad is Mamzea. Doma who says Hakum Be'eved Aboah Bas Yisroel Avad Kosher, so even the Hakum Be'eved Aboah is Shishis Yisroel is also, because we could in Chal, we could say if he's Boah our Uyoh Yisroel, so then there is no Yisrael, no Yisrael. Mashiach if he's Boah Bas Yisroel is Shishis, so there is an Yisrael besides Yisrael, so there is the Yisrael Shishis, so then the blood should be a mamza. We don't say. So Mishmei Rav Yaakov will differ a peisel, peisel afu tifnuye. Because who is the peisel? Rav Akiva. So yesh mamza b'chayov lav. So even the yisel of Akum is chayov lav. It's not. But we differ a machshir, the rabbonon of Rav Akiva. So machshir afu l'beishish. Ushneim l'omdu el l'beishasam. How do we know the whole aloha of mamzeches? Because the Torah says and then the person you made for Tzedakah for Shofar Hashem, but then is the person of the Yogi Mamza the Kala Hashem. Gam Deir Asir El Yogi the Kala Hashem. So Mamza is mentioned, the sin of Mamza is mentioned somewhat to the Yisrael of Eishesof. Of Eishesof. So we learn out from that smil. Ushneir Lomdu El Eishesof. Man the possible shabbat, my shesab will tafse the division about mamzera, because the din of mamzer is mentioned next to the law of the kachishes shesodim. So ma shesab will be being tafse division. Reachne tafse the division. Uno said, man the possible shabbat, my shesab will tafse division about mamzera. A kol will tafse the division about mamzer. So even Akum Haboah or Bas Yisroel is a shish, so the blood is kosher. So what? My Yisrael will be day with Tafsid Kedushin. Le'achin et Tafsid Kedushin. La'achu ke'el ke'chobim ve'eved. Le'tafsid Kedushin klal. Le'tafsid Kedushin klal. So that's the opposite. We pass the mandoma, Akum Haboah Bas Yisroel, even Haboah or Bas Yisroel is a shish, so the blood is kosher. Why? We learn how to come with Yisrael. Do me the Yisrael. Yisrael, so Kedushin is not interested in him, but somebody else to whom she is not in Yisrael, so Kedushin is interested. So here too, Mashenke, so the blood is a mamza. Mashenke, Akum, so Kedushin is not interested in any woman. So, mainly the blood is not in mamza. So the Ritva is the Kashi, the Ritva is the mamza. What's the story? Adarabe. It seems in Sarah Swore that if a certain woman is incapable of having Kedushin in her to anyone, so then it's more common. So how can we make such a outcome? That's the difference, guys. Thank you. Un man di Berche, sono mai c'è stato un delta sul bus, una realtà sul bus, a colpi di delta sul bus. La fuga hanno età sulle qua, riesci ma chi non ha per la vera, cominciato di me, anche tu ci riesci a colarsi a guardare, ma non sai niente. O fijo a me, ha chi dio se. Se molto di sotto il lavoro in goem, la lo è ciò, sanno geni, they said, because of that cache, they accepted the guilty of the shiltas. The shiltas is not a guilty. Not the way it appears in our text. But the shilt of the guilty of the guilty of the shiltas is followed. Mai shisab, dunyan shisab. Mai shisab shisab in yuchesacho. Of course shisab in yuchesacho. Lafi kehame akumele, shisab in yuchesacho. Pirish, yichi amunon yachi akum, yishiches hamunile bibasakum. Aber die Basis eurer Jahre, die erwarten wir, wie die Korbne, Elobno, die Bebitrabo, in der Akku, Korbincho. So, some of the shame, because of that Kashe, they say that the right Gelsay is not the Gelsay that appears in our text. Du mir die Shisam, Mai Shisam, du mir die Tassel Dushin, nach Himmel Tassel Dushin, nach Fuji, du kommst mit Tassel Dushin, but the right Gelsay is Mai Shisam, die ist Jahre Sache. If somebody is born, ich ist so wie, and then he has a child, she has a child. So the child is considered his son, the mother. But he's considered his son. So only when he's considered his son, he can be a mother. But if he's not his yagazacho, so he has not been doing things, so he's not even a mother. That's the gears of the ship. So some of the shame accept the gears of the ship. Then the mitzvah says that we do not have to be made with the gears of the ship. And we do, we can accept this Yosef, but we can say the same pshat in this Yosef as the pshat that is obviously implicit in the Shulchan. In other words, according to the Shulchan, there is no kashya, because we learn out from the Shisha. In other words, when the mother mamzer, only in the child, the offspring of the Biasor, is Nisyachis after the father. But Eve is not Nisyachis after the father, so then, he's not a mamzer. That we understand. That's not strange, that's not difficult. So we can accept this Yosef and say the same pshat. Man machshe sova, mai shesavu b'dein tas b'dushi, lachin tas b'dushi, lachukin chom b'dein tas b'dushi kwa. Why is it that if somebody is born in Shishish, or Alish Yisov, or Achisi, or Alimi, or Alpite, and all Arayish Batero, so the body is Nisyachis. But if somebody is born in Ochis or Ashifo, the blood is not in Nisyachis. Because Yiches is stolen the possibility of Tzedushi. So if there is a possibility of Tzedushi, just not in this person, but in general there could be Tzedushi, so then, there is Yiches. Mashiachin Akum Ve'evet Avor Bashisrael. So it's not that there is no Tzedushi in this woman. There is no Tzedushi in any woman. So then there is no Yiches. So merely by accepting this Yosef, we can explain the same way as the Yosef Hashem. Anyway, so according to the Shulchan, so the Gemara says the Tehillim, in so many words, that the doubt, yes mamzer or no mamzer, depends upon the possibility of Tzedushi. So now, actually, it's not that mamzer depends upon the possibility of Tzedushi. Mamzer does not depend upon the possibility of Tzedushi, but mamzer depends upon the Shem Arvo, the Yisrael. So there are certain Moshe who are Asurais, but they do not represent an Yisrael. It's not, they're not the highest. They are also, that's a Chayyavah. Chayyavah are Asurais, but they're not the highest. It's not an Yisrael. And there are certain Moshe who are Asurais, and who represent the Yisrael. They are now. Now the halacha is that the offspring of a relationship that involves a nisa of a rayas of elvo is a mamzer. But if it's the offspring of a relationship that is not grounded in a nisa of elvo, just an nisa. That's a chayav alam. So it's not an elvo. So the body is not a mamzer. So mamzer really depends upon the nisa of elvo. And yes, this is Dushi. Lotus Rishi is only indicative of this era. So let's say, why isn't Rishi taking place by Nishishish? Why isn't, I shouldn't mention Nishishish, because by Nishishish there might, Kedushin might not be possible for two reasons. But one of the reasons is because of the Israel. Why isn't Kedushin possible by Chesed, by a sister, by a daughter, by an aunt, by a mother? Because of the Israel. If there hadn't been an Israel, if Ibe Yachesed, Bite, hadn't been Osir, if Achesishte hadn't been Osir, so Kedushin would be David. The only reason why Kedushin is not David by Ishisohi, or Bachisishke, or by any elbow, is because the Israel includes the presentation. The Israel. By Shishim, so there is a Machlokes between the Pnishua and the Avnuim. The Pnishua, the Avnuim Shikim is that the only reason as to why Gushi is not interested in Ishishi is because of the Nisa of the Sino. Because of Ishisham is. But the Yeshua said something that is very stubborn. He says, by Nishishis, Dushi is not in for two reasons. One, because of Israel, because Nishishis is not God and Achisishte. If Achisishte, Dushi is not in for two. Why? Because it's a Nisakores. So certainly in Shishish. So Dushi cannot be taken. But besides the Israel of Nishishis, that is involved in Nishishish, so the Yeshua says, Dushi is not in for two. Because it's not child to say Dushi Davis. She's already cruel to the other husband. How can Dushi be Davis? But everybody agrees that on the score of Israel, that in itself is sufficient to make the blood into a mamzer. So in Mele, the union of mamzeres is told in the Israel. When a child is a mamzer because of Israel, So, in other words, we say Dushi is not Eifetz in Achesishte. Why? Because Achesishte is an Israel. And Gdushi is not Eifetz in an Elba. So, that's why we say that Mamzeres is stolen in Itrisa Dushi. It doesn't mean that it's stolen in Itrisa Dushi. But Mamzeres is stolen in Israel. But how do we know whether it's an Israel or not? So the Rayim is Dushi. Gdushi is the sinner, but the cause of the incest Gdushi is not the mamzeres, the cause of the mamzeres, of the Halashem mamzer, is not the incest Gdushi. Incest Gdushi is a riot, is a sinner, the Gdushi is an hour. So what is the cause of the mamzeres? Not the incest Gdushi, but the Israel. So Mele, when can we say that the incest Gdushi is the cause of the mamzeres? Where can we say if the itisas dushi itself is based upon Israel? The chayah of the achisishtei shesobin bitelime achisei achisobin achisimei. So, after all, any other Jew can be taken to Shina, but just the brother cannot. The brother-in-law cannot be taken to Shina. The father cannot. The son cannot. Why is it that everybody can be Mikadesh, this woman, but the son not, the father not, the brother not, the nephew not, because of Israel? Mashayim vis-a-viyakum. So why is it Kedushin Teifes? Because of Israel? No, not because of Israel. Because Enakum cannot be Mikadesh. Enakum cannot be Mikadesh. Enakum cannot be Kedushin of Kedushin, even in Enochris. It's another kind of Tzimishes, of Duas Baal, but not of Dushi. So here the reason is why Dushi is not Davis is not because of the Israel Vavaku. Even because the reason is why Dushi is not Davis, because Anakum is moved to Dushi. So the Dushi of Anakum
is not based upon the Israel law. So later there is no correlationship between Itis Azdushin and Mamzeres. The correlationship between Itis Azdushin, non-Itis Azdushin, and Mamzeres is based upon the fact that the non-Itis Azdushin itself is grounded in Israel. So later we can understand, this is what the ritual says. So now we can understand Ramatan. Ramatan says that Bia Sakum is not your loyal. It's Mufke of the Israelis of the Shishi. Why? Because Rahmullah from Zah, Zirma Sushim the Mosham. But Zirma Sushim the Mosham implies that there is no Yiches. If an Akum is Baal Bas Yisroel, so there is no Yiches. The answer is, according to the Shilbis Dios and according to the ritual, we can explain the same way our Dios also. So in other words, Mamzeres is following the fact that the Itris Azdushin is not Shayach regarding this person, but regarding another person there is this Azdushin. So then the Itris Azdushin is based upon this Rabbah. But if this Itris Azdushin is Rikulaome, not possible, if there is no Itris Azdushin Rikulaome, so then that the non-Tris Azdushin is not based upon the Israel law. So the Meirei is not the Mamzer. So in other words, so that's why it's not the Olva Yavir. Because all the Shem say, for Chayom Lavi, let's say the Anos will force a Jew to marry a Grushin, a Jew, a king, to marry a Grushin and live all his life with a Grushin. So it's Yavir Al Yoy. It's Yavir Al Yoy. Or let's say, it will force him to marry, let's say, a Mitzvah, an Adonis, Terechim Udeves. So, that's not a Rayas, it's a Mitzvah, it's a Chayav Lavu, Chayav Yese, it's not a Rayas. So Yoy Bagadar is only in regard to a Rayas, not just other Yisroel. So the Mele, because of the Aloche of Zio Masusim, Zio Mosom, the Rahman Akhri Zare, there is no Yichas, so that means that the non-Tris Edushin is not based upon the Yisra of Akum, but it's based upon another Aloche. There is no Tris Edushin by Akum. So since the non-Tris Edushin is not based upon the Yisra Rayas, but it's a special Aloche, there is no Tris Edushin. So the Meire, let's say, even when an Akum is called his Mudaris, let's say, if Asriya bin Muhammad, under certain circumstances, is Mudaris. But Edushin is not Eves, unless she is Nisgaya, Egeo is Mulo. So, the non-Tris Azdushin in the Mitzchomi is not based upon the Yisrael Elba. And the same thing is true, the non-Tris Azdushin of the Nakum in Bas Yisroel is not based upon the Yisrael Elba. What is true of the non-Tris Azdushin of Yisroel in Nochris is true of the non-Tris Azdushin of the Nochri in Israelis. So in Mele, it's Mufke of Israelis. Since it's Mufkan Zarayah, so what Issa does it involve? It involves an Issa of Abor, of Akum Abor Bas Yisroel. He made Pluye, so he's also. But that's not an Issa Arayas, only the Issa of Shishi, she's an Issa Arayas. And Akum Abor Bas Yisroel, and Shishi, is Mufke of the Issa of the Shishi. It's Mufke of the Issa of the Shishi. Now, that doesn't mean that according to Ramatan, if the Eishishish in Israel is Nizanen in the Goli, so she is not either any other Israel over and above the Israel that the Tluye Israelis is in Veres when she is Nizanen in the Goli. It's not the standard. But I think that even according to Ramatan, so there is a difference between a Tluye Israelis who is Nizanen in the Goli and an Ishishish, an Israeli, who is Nizan in the Goy. Because if a Tnui Bas Yisrael is Nizan in the Goy, so it's only the Nisar of Biasak. Of Biasak. But if an Ishishish, an Israeli, is Nizan in the Goy, so besides the Nisar of Biasakum, she is also either a Nisar of Ishishish. Was not the Yisra Arayas of the Shishish. Which love constitutes, involves the Yisra of Ergo, that's the Yisra of Kutsino, or the Yisra of Ishe Samusero, or the Sikin, the Shoftech of God. But there is another Yisra,
Tinsa says in Dushi, that if in Israel, Tinsa says in Kashi. The Gemara says, the Rishon Kashi, the Rishon Kashi, the Rishon Kashi, so, Afile Ishishi. So Tinsa says the Kashi, but the halacha is that if somebody is poor, and Ishis Akur, so he's not high of the sick, Ashadina, Ashish Israelu, Rap Rishon Zachirun, so why is there a big Achidesh? In the halacha of Yipasteya, we gather in Shishish, and we gather in Puya. It's Mukti of the Yisra in Shishish. Asher Yina, Asher Shish Yisraelu, Prat Reish Yisrael. So Teisha says, in Bishi, that even though, if Sari is Bo, and Reish Yisish, Nochis, Reish Yisakar, so he's not Chayim Yisrael, it's Mukti of the love of Yisino, but there is an Yisrael of Yidobad Bishti, that's in the Sefer. Yesterday said, Vidobad Bishte, Yelul Bishis Chabeire, so that is a reply is even to Nishis Ak. So that means that as far as the love of this love is concerned, or the love of the Ishis Amishach, or Ishis Kish, of the Chabo, that which is a Nishis Elbo, a Kayelis, and Nishis Chorus, and Nishis Bezmi, that is a reply is only to a Nishis of Gudush. But suppose a woman is a Nishis, she has a husband, but the husband does not have a king in Gdushi, you know. Bumas Baal, the Ishes of the Meyach, a common law wife. So then, the law that is in of doesn't apply, but the law, the Nisah, that's like an Nisaresi, it's not a law. So, we go back to Ishte, the Ishes, that applies. I mentioned in the Shuri, that let's say, suppose someone will be Zanel with a Kilegesh Melech, and the Melech certainly has king on the Ishes. I mean, he said that according to Melech Mishemi, even the Hezir has Kiyon Ishes, Kiyon Kalakshis. But Melech certainly, hence according to all Mishemi, has Kiyon Ishes. So suppose someone is Mizanu with the Legish of the Melech, he will not be either a Shia Saul, she will not be either the Isa of the Sinon, or the Isa of the Ishes and the Sechel in the Sikh Shop Kabo, but will be either the Isa or the Dobak. So the Mele, the same thing would be true even according to Ramatan. According to Ramatan, so there's a cousin of Zion Asusi, Rahmone Atrel Zare is a Koyo of Israelis, since there is no Yiches. So the Mele, since there couldn't be any offspring that would be Yiches after the father, so it's Mufke of Ergo, so it's Mufke of the Israel of the Sinon, of the Israelis. But of the Isa of the Gobak Bishne Lodishis Chaveire that applies to a Nishis Akum also, so it certainly will apply to a Nishis Yisroel who is Mizanu with an Akum. So in other words, even according to Rametam, if a Nishis Ish Israel is Mizanu with an Akum, there are two Aveiras, besides the Aveira of Bias Akum, which is involved. In the case where Knuye Bas Yisrael is Mizanu in Akum, there is also an Isra of Yishish, but not the Isra of Yishish of Mesino, which is an Isra of Ayes, but the Isra of Yishish that is implicit in the Dobat Bishel Yishis Haver. The Isra of Yishish that is implicit in the Dobat Bishel Yishis Haver, that's not Yoel or Yaver. So it's Yaver or Yoel. So that's why Rav Netam says, V'kiret Rav Netam den Chayom Yisra of Duras Akum, the Rachmon after the Zari Yakum, the three with your masses in your mosom, who my Sarai had the poem of the Kenneth and the Omeire, who is the Pharisee. The poem of the Esther Gilarai Sade, Mashma the Mishmarai Sade in the highway. The Gemara says that when we say that I'm sure of your Shabbat, it's a Chil Shabbat. So it's Yavar Ali Orei, only if it's in it. The Pharisee, we have some in Israel, so even I'm sure I'm going to say, oh, if the Anos tells the Jew, you wife on Shabbos, other in the presence of 10 other Jews, otherwise I kill you, so it's mechuyev to let himself be killed. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Kashi, why wasn't Esther missing the Kesha Zal? It was Pharisee, why didn't Pharisee? Because everybody, in whole Malchus HaChashveiresh knew that HaChashveiresh married Esther. So then Abaye says, Kakayim Sham. And Robe says, Hanu Esatz Mesham. So Gimori only has the Kashi Boesta Paresia. The implication being that if nobody knew, just Ahasuerus, then there wouldn't be any problem with Esther submitting to Ahasuerus, because it's not a bias. But the Gemara says in Gilead, but so that means that Esther was married to Mordechai. So Esther was a Mishishish. So it was a Rayes. So the Gemara should ask the Kashe, wo Esther a Rayes habe, not lo Esther Faresi habe. The Teresi is no. It didn't involve the Shai of a Rayes, because it was a Biasakum. And Rahman Akher is a Rayes, so it's moved of Mr. Rayes. So it was only the Isser of Biasakum, or the Isser of the Gemara Mishra Yishchaleri. That's not a Rayes. That's Yad of Al-Yoy. But, I'm sure Averis, but the Faresia even, another Averis, not Arayas, not the Arayas, is also in the way of Yahweh. So there's been more stash, Umitirkach, Masha and Shema Arayas or Abnechai, Mitirkach, Hitler Abnechai, Libas Yisroel Shein Biro, Ubo Oleo Ele Chichovim, Rikaimo Leisi Chichovim Shein Kai. Why does he mention Abnechai, Bas Yisroel Shein Biro? It doesn't make any difference whether it's in Biro or not in Biro. But in the days of Rav Netan, it was impossible for a Bat Yisrael to live with the Goy unless she became Mishmeres. Otherwise, it was impossible. Today, I mean, one does not have to become a Mishmeres in order to intermarry. He can be a president of an Alpha synagogue and intermarry. But in the days of Rav Netan, that was impossible. So, Mimele, that was a Mitzies. But Yisroel Shem Miro, but that's not important. In Miro, not in Miro, is not important. But what was the case? There was an Ashes Yisroel, and she was a Prutze. So without getting a get from her husband, she decided to marry to live with an Akum, with a goy. And then the husband died. So she was not in Shishish anymore, or the husband gave her a get. I don't know. I mean, what difference does it make? So she was not in Shishish anymore, either because the husband died, or because he gave her a get. And then that going with whom she lived, so he was misguided. And he became Shilamitzes. And she probably came about a sugar. So the question of the time was asked, he wanted to marry her after he was Misgaya. So now there is a law, Hekishim Shasur al-Baal, Kahasur al-Beir. So he should not be allowed. So many Hekishim passed him, not like Abitam, that he was not allowed. He was not allowed to marry her. Because Hekishim Shasur al-Baal, Kahasur al-Beir, Rabitam passed it, and Rabitam was really condemned by Hekishim, his contemporary Hekishim. So, and he passed him that he was allowed to marry her. Why? Because the aloha of Kishim Shasur, Nidmio, Kishim Shasur, Lubao, Kachasur, Lubao, doesn't apply to this case. Because Bias Akum Kibias Behine, Rachmona Afkir Elizarei, so the male, she was with her soon, after he was Mishkai. Now the Mordechai mentions, Eshikis Arishayim, I mean, that's really the sheet of the Ribbon, even though Kinsis doesn't mention it in the name of the Ribbon. But the Mordechai mentions that in the name of the Ribbon, he said he agreed with the Pesach of Rav Netan, but love it, I mean. The Lord Hashem will pass him that he was not allowed to marry him. Why? Because Hashem Shasur Lebal Kassur Lebel. Rav Netan passed him that he is allowed to marry him. On the basis of the Pesach of Kishir Behimera and after Zarek. And the Ribbon said, no, he was allowed to marry her. But not because Rahman Akhir was married. Because Gash, he was guided. He called Kishanel of Dhamme, so he's like a new person. So maybe we cannot apply the aloche of Kishin Shasur of Baal Kassar. That's not our way. But anyway, Rabbi Tam was Matir Begea to marry her, Allah Adarusay, not on the basis of Gash, he's guided by Kishanel of Dhamme, but on the basis of Rahman Akhir was married. So he says, to Ishaya for Neymar, Rach and the Bachar of Beya, will be a Sakum, the Havik of Beya's Beya, the Nirom of the Bok, to how will be a Sakum, Nes of the Bayo, to Yom Aroche, the Kepuzi. اون خیلی که میشه شنه سهمه رو که به میشه شنه همه دیشا به نمی خوابی اما این رو به خواد سین اصلا رو بایر به همان همه دیگه کشه رو بله تیم نیسم رو و بله تیم خو او با می کبه بایر رو میخشیم دیو سکر که بیر دهیم رو دیو هدین رو بیر اما در دیز نیست رو دهیم رو دیم بیر دهیم رو پیسر رس و سرس که در مینو خیلی خبار رو بله تیم بیر سکر همه دیه بیخی افتر رحمان نیزنه همه بیر دهیم رو نیه دهیم رو یخ هست دیم خیلی دیزنی خوشی که در بهیم so the reform mentions three words gemorris and ferocious negi trami tamshi because tesis is yom the record trami tam so just as ishis soya shezim somen hakum so she's mutaris to the bayal if the bayal is in his gaya so she's mutaris to the bowels because the reason is rachmur afkei zarei so biasakum is kibiyas behemo now what if a nishishish is attacked by behemo so then she's mutaris to bayal because biyas behemo is not zoos biyas behemo so according to the town that biyasakum is kibiyas behemo so it should be mutaris to bayal too. And if she is asur al-bayl, so we should apply the law of kishim shasur al-bayl, kachasur al-bayl, monakshah. And that's the Gemara. First of all, our Gemara here. The Gemara says, kivin ike putzes. So if the Chachamim will declare them that Enes is muter, so they will be nizane with the hegmen, the rot. And then there will be also the bayl. But according to Anitam, the mutter will be nizane, the rot, they will still be the rot. That's one Gemara. Another Gemara, Hoyisha Shenar Bisho, Bili Kichobi, Amrini Bichotsin Asuro Lebayo, is there a Gemara in Yore? That Esther said, Kasherobaniti Avoniti, because until now, she went to Hashirish only when a Hashirish called her. So she was forced, because when a Hashirish called her, it meant if she defied a Hashirish, she would be killed just as he killed Vashti. But Mashiach, this time, a Hashirish did call her. She herself would be initiated. So it wasn't Enes. So then she became Asur from that moment on. So Mordechai was not allowed to live with her because she was Mizane the Rotsin. She was Mizane the Rotsin. But she was Mizane with Hashem, she was an Akko. So we see that even when in Shishi, she's Mizane with an Akko, she's still Asur the Bible. So we have three Gemoras in the Furoshes. Nekatam, what is it? Kametam, did you know these Gemoras? Obviously, Rav Natan only says it in regard to the Baal. He doesn't say it in regard to the Baal. Why is there a difference between the Baal and the Baal? Now, there is a Jewish marriage. There is a certain unfortunate incident that happened in the days of the marriage that there was a shayore of many Jewish men and many Jewish women who are going on a journey. And then a group of rapists attacked one woman. And they attacked one woman. And she fought back. She fought back. So then they told this woman, she was in a shishish. They told this woman, if you fight back, we'll kill all the members of the whole group. But if you don't fight back, so you'll be raped. And we'll spare everybody. So in order to save the lives of the whole group, number of people, so she submitted and she didn't fight back. So the Marik was asked, it's Kuf Samazan. So the Marik was asked, two childs. One child was whether she acted kidding, or maybe she didn't act kidding. After all, it's a harness. So it's Yoyoyabe. So she had no right to submit to Zeus in order to save the lives of 100 Jews. It's Yahweh Yahweh, so it doesn't make any difference. One Jew, the life of one Jew, or 1,000 Jews, or 10,000 Jews. Or, that's one question. The other question is whether the husband was allowed to keep her. So in regard to question number one, so the Marik's sugar was, she didn't eat, even though Anarayas is Yahweh Yahweh, but that's only vis-à-vis the arayas of the Baal, of the man, who is of it mice. But the arayas of the Nivelis, of the woman, who is the Kata'ilon. So then, there is no Yahweh. So just as there is no Yod Vayavir in order to save one's own life, so there is no Yod Vayavir in order to save some other lives. So she did not do an Avera in submitting to Zeus by that Me'anis, in order to save the lives of so many people. But we got to the second question, the marriage answered, the husband is not here to divorce her. And he mentions the Gemore in Megillah. Because of vanity or vanity. So that means that from that moment on, Esther was not allowed to be kept by Mordechai's wife. Why? Because she was an Ishishishes and so on. But Esther certainly did not do an Avera. Mordechai sent her. So in other words, so she was the terrorist in order to be matzah for our soil. But Pikuach Nefesh is not Deicher, but the answer is, but Pikuach Nefesh is not Deicher, the Yisar Arayas of the Ish, who is Ovid Maise, but the Yisar Arayas of the Ish of the Nivelles, who is the Kalkarimo, so Pikuach Nefesh is Deicher. So that's why Mordechai urged Esther to go to Ahasuerus, even though Esther knew that that involved living with Ahasuerus. So, and she was not an Amuso, she was not forced by Ahasuerus. She took the initiative to go to Ahasuerus. And she knew what it involved. But because of the Koach Nefesh, of Klal Yisrael. So, and we can't say Yod Lo Yaveh, because only the Arayas of the Ish, who is Ovid Maase, is Yod Lo Yaveh. But not the Arayas of the Isho, who is Karka Elom. So it's Yadav Al Yore. But Asher Vanity or Vanity Mimcho, and she was not allowed to live with Mordechai anymore. So why? Because an Anusa she wasn't. Hashem didn't force her. So remember, that was the tshuva of the marriage. Shaila number one, that she accepted it. Shaila number two, the husband gets divorced. So the Sheol thought that it's not logical. If she didn't meet the daily, in saving so many lives. So, why should the husband get divorced? So, Marik says, the Torah doesn't say, it's good summer time. Dabeo de Israel vomar tale, ish ish, kisiste ishtei, umoalo voi moa. The Torah doesn't say umoalo badishem, the way the Torah says in Pasha Vayikro, umoalo badishem, but umoalo voi moa. It's not the act of treason committed against God, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the act of treason against God. It doesn't depend upon the Maisa Deo. But, if she's false, she's false. So that she's not moral or very moral. We avoid this person. So it's a special sacrosanct. Mashiachim, if she was loyalist. But in the case where she's loyalist person, even though there is no aver, even if she doesn't meet the Lycastra, Mordechai sent her to answer. So she's still a soul about, unless she's false. So then it's not moral or very moral. It's disposal. But if it's not disposal, even though it's the head there, so the male, she does all Bible. So what do we see from this marriage? The doubt, the Israel Bible does not depend upon the Israel Shishish. Even when she doesn't meet Israel, she becomes a soul Bible. Mashiach came, the Nikliot, effort with Baal, the effort with Baal, the soul of the Baal is based upon the Israel Shishish. There's a difference. Now, be a sakum, kibiyas deimo, don't be kibiyas deimo. It's not really kibiyas deimo. When a neshishish is attacked by the himo, so then she's not a sure by law, because biyas deimo is mufti of zlus. It doesn't even have a shem of zlus. It is heimo, but it's not zlus. Zlus is only shayach with the human being, not with the behemo. There is a chiyuv misei bo al behemo. And we shall reveal as a behemo level. So there is a chiyuv skila, it's a behemo, it's an abomination. But zlus it is not. Mashenke, Mashenikim Bias Akum, of course he's news. It's only because of the Aloche, that the offspring of that relationship between the Goy and the Jews is Mufkav Yiches, or mainly it's Avkoy of Anayas. So it's Avkoy of the Yisrael Elbow, but it's not Avkoy of Znus. So mainly, these are the Beel, so the Yisrael Beel is based upon the Yisrael Elbow, the Shishish. So Bias Akum Rachmon Avkoy Zarei is Mufke of the Yisrael Anayas. So mainly it's returns to Baal. But vis-a-vis the Baal, that's not based upon the Yisrael Arayas, even when she did a mitzvah like Esther. So she's still a soul. She's still a soul of Baal. And Yoel was also a soul of Baal. But without an Avera. So mainly, if Bias Akum Kibir Behema only means that just as in the case where a woman is mizana with the behemoth, and she will be mizana with the behemoth. Let's say, birot. So, she will not be either of the Isa or the shishish. She will be either of the Isa of Isha Abuhi as a behemoth, not the Isa of the shishish. So, when a shishish is mizana with the goy, it's also mufke of the Isa Achayas of the shishish, of the love of the sinner. Is that right? But, Bias Behemo is Mufke of Znus. But here, Bias Akum is not Mufke of Znus. So we can be Baal Chizasuo, because it was dependent upon the Maisa Avere of the Yisrael Shishish. Mashenke, we can be Baal, that depends upon the Maisa Avere of the Yisrael Shishish. Alright. The Yeshleima. So anyway, the Rivon is Masikam Ramitam Shish. So in other words, according to the Rivon, so when an Ishish Israel is Mizanu and Akum, she is higher as Misik. She's higher as Misa, it involves the Yisrael Shishish of Mesino. The same way as she is Mizane with a Yisrael. So mainly it should involve the Yisrael of Arayas. So how does the Gemara say in Yiddish with any Shore, let the Chachomim make a declaration to the base Yisrael that it's Yavu Val Yavik, it should be Yoel Val Yavik, it's Arayas. So the Gemara says another sheet. And I think that's the sheet of most ashamed. The sheet of the Rivon, I think, is the sheet of Moses. The Yishleim Adoch report, the Vidwe Shulud in the Shore, and the Shulud in the Shulud in the Shulud. The Rehob of the Mai said, in the Shana Chilat and Zero Meire, es the Kaka Yom Oiso. The Rehob of the Poi Chosom, the Arai Sabe, the Pshit of the Vidwe Shulud in the Kaka Yom Oiso. The Eimo, Rim Seratzmo, that was the Pshit, even the Makshmi. But here, this is because it's elaborate. But in Sanhedrin, should go over the world of the thesis in Sanhedrin. That some that find out on the teacher says I guess. We hold it for the Chochem Esther. Rabbi Sabe, that's the first big line in the teacher. The come lady Mahani Taimi Kateilo Lilum Chayim Seratim Shikai. The Ritzayach Yalpin on the Ritzayach Yalpin Chayim Seratim Hanim Lekidim Shiyoy Yedai. Aber Heilche Kidim Shiyoy Yedai. Aber hey, ich habe mir auch mit Meisen, ich weiß nicht, ich habe mir gerade mit Ismail, mit Stabresh, ich habe ihn zu lassen. Die Motion war aber Rabbe. Mal ich habe sie, die Dome, ich habe mir so ein Gekleid, und die Dome, die Dome, so ein Gekleid, Kind, du habe mit Meisen. So, der Thesis says, why do we say that an Arayis is your Dome? It's the Al-Busse von Ritzich. How do we know that Ritzich? How do we know that Ritzich is your Dome? It's Israel. My Chosid. And how do we know that there is an analogy between the Tzichel and the Hayes? Because, Kasher Yoko Misha Uitzoche, Uitzoche Kina Dovarazo. So, Makish, Arayes, Lirtzichel. Just Makish Lirtzichel Arayes, that is Mitzvah Tzor in Apshe, and Makish, Arayes Lirtzichel. Ma Lirtzichel is Yoi Valyavir, because of my Chosis, Av Arayes is Yoi Valyavir. So, it's a Hekesh to Ritzichel. And so, in other words, it has to be Dunya to Ritzichel. And by the tziche, we only say Yoimo Yaveya if the person commits the tziche the Yadai. But if a person will commit the tziche the Sheva Otaise, then we don't say Yoimo Yaveya. In other words, if the Akim Danos says to Ruben, now listen, you go, I'm giving you a gun, you go and shoot Shimon. And if you don't, we'll ship you. So then, yes, he's mechuyev to let himself be shot. But suppose the Akum says to Ruvein, you see, he has a baby. So I'm going to pick you up and they'll throw you. You are a heavy person. We'll throw you upon the baby. And if you fight back and you resist, you don't let yourself be thrown upon the baby, then we'll kill you. So then, and then you'll say, Ruvein, rescue Shire to the father. Am I mechuyev to fight back and be killed or not? So then the psak will be no. You can remain passive. Because here you can say, my husband is the other way. If Dagon tells the Ruvein, you kill Shimon, if not, we'll kill you. So I will say, how? So we say to Ruvein, how do you know that your life is more precious than Shimon's life? Maybe Shimon's life is more precious than yours. It means they're both equal. But in this case, so you can say to the teenage, how do you know, teenage? When the teenage asks him or not, it doesn't matter. How do you know, teenage, that your life is more precious than mine? Maybe my life, my nefesh, is as precious as your nefesh. So, Mamele, why should I fight back in order to spare you? I'll remain passive. So, in the case of the Tzichay in the Shalom, I say, so then we say that my heart is the other direction. So, it's Yadav al Yehovah. So, Mamele, since Arias is deduced from the Tzichay, so just as the Tzichay, where the Tzeach is the Shemal Taise, so it's Yadav al Yehovah, so Arias too, vis-a-vis the Nishon, she is a Kakeiro, she is a Shemal Taise, she doesn't fight back, she just lets the Anos rape her, so there it's also Yahweh, the Al Valyon. So the Mele, the Gemore knew very well that from the point of view of Arias, so vis-a-vis Esther, the Nisho, even though she was a Nisho Shinch, and it involved Mr. Arias, but since she was a Kakeiro, so he knew that she knew that by Kakeiro, So in Seattle or York. But since you say that Bifaresi, so I'll show Abinus you also the Khalid in this letter. Why? Because of Kirish Hashem. So the Makshi assumed that insofar as the Mechaim of Kirish Hashem is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether there is a Maise or a Shemot Aise. In order to Mechaim is Hashem, since she is Mechaim is to fight back in order to demonstrate in the presence of all the Jews that no one else in the world can force Jews into the violation of the Torah. So that's what the matter. So Abaye said, even in respect to the Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem, so when is the Rechiyuv Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem to the Mitzvah Nefesh oneself for each Avere? That is only when it was a Maaseh, but not when it's a Shabbat. So this is what he said. So the Pshitam indication you got in your Mudeh on Yitzhak Atma. Adu Nechil Hashem, wo yonir Rishi Yotav Nechil. Umshan Yekat, Eir Omoitso, Vati Yochil Hashem Nechil. Wo Ferit Mitzah Shwitze, Yipol El Gam Yoy, wo Komisan Yema Veiro, Umshan Yekivoson Shol Rishoyim, Ro Yeritzo Tzadikim, She Yito Bezu Amo, wo Yonishan Yekat, Eir Omoitso, Mishim Yohosom Yipol El Gam Yoy, Mosra Atma. Do you read the Lamiso? The other Rabbi of the Torah is Shmereyu. And Sisro did not try to rape her. On the contrary, she led him into it in order to be able to kill him and save Klal Yisrael that way. Eloch et Roshim. Vo misan le maavim o lomo mishaf haakosu minoshim heil kiboroch vidashim am dinosi yadil avim o mishmo mimitze shalu mishmo upo yod yoy name av avim o shalu mishmo vo misan le maavim o mishan le misan le vosa yos avim o mishmo kem hatos. All right, so we didn't discuss all this discussion, but we should go over the Sugin Sanhedrin that I'm Dalet. The students are there on the fine dialect. And I mean, with the Balamoye and the Mohammeds, and also the Rambam in Perkei Yilchasitiyate, very careful. The Halochas in Perkei Yilchasitiyate in regard to King Hashem in Israel. All right. It's in Yivonis.
That's
in Yivonis. It's in many places. I mean, من اکا میدیم چی نهتی مان یا فقط جا ماشی مهتی مانیم من خیلو ابو ما همین نوخی و همین تصویر دوشت افراقی خان دره که این تصویر دوشت خیلی که میسه این خان دره که بابا اصلا باید ممزه بشه یه این مانی ممزه میشه سر 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 خواه است او مغیز من اکا میدیم غد افرا کرد غد این مانی از وارن الو و امور نوزی غرکی چه ایس خوشی که افرا بایی سر خان دره میسه از قدر عدید سر عدید میشه قدر اینو خان دره بایی سر باید ممزه سر So then the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, it is certainly that that the body is a mamzer. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it's like a mamzer. So then the Gemara says, according to Shinat Imoni, you're not. And that's the whole sugya. The whole sugya. And there you go.
Shiros Kafe.